And we'll go. So hold on a second, because my podcast already started recording, silly thing. Oh well, what's up? Here we go. Hello everybody, what's going on? It's Jessie Lee. You can call me hashtag Boss Lee, and I'm coming to you live from Las Vegas. I'm actually at a mastermind, so I'm really excited about this. I love masterminds because they are the fastest time machine I know of that will elevate your life, your business, etc. So this is my, I'm going to stop. Actually, before I even jump into it, I want to stop for a second. Appreciate you guys for all staying on, the 41 of you who are still on. I know it's an hour late. First thing I would like to say. Second thing I would like to say, and I'll keep it short, these calls are free. Just so you guys know, I will pour into you for 20 minutes, but I do want to take a second just to say I have multiple multi-million dollar businesses. I'm at a $30,000 mastermind. It's a little inappropriate to DM me all pissed off that I'm an hour late. I know you're busy. I respect your time, but keep in mind I'm a human. These are free, and I had to like gather myself because a super mean DM. I was literally crying. I was just bullied by somebody that is probably still on this call. So I'll still love on all y'all, so don't you worry, but check your words. I haven't been bullied for a long time, and growing up as a kid that was bullied really badly, be conscious of what your words can do to somebody, the way you say things, and that's all I'll kind of say about that, because that's that. So anyway, I'm excited to be on here. I'm excited. And I think someone is talking, but I mute the whole computer when I train. So today's call, if it weren't, it's going to be about mindset and consistency. And mindset, first and foremost, is one of the first things that if you learn to master, will literally explode your business. Literally explode your business. Your ability to show up as the best version of yourself is so important. It's so important to understand that you can control everything. Some of you have probably followed some of my stuff before. You've heard me say this. You've probably heard me say this before, but literally your mindset and how you view the world, how you view things, how you view business, how you view yourself is a massive, 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 massive difference. And so I just say that to all of you because when I look at all of us have the ability to do anything we want in life. All of us have the ability to scale our business however big we want to. All of us have the ability to change our lives and change other people's lives. And so for those of you that don't know me, I grew up in this really, really small country town called Middletown, Maryland. It's like, I know you guys are Australian, so g'day, mates. But this really small country town in Middletown, Maryland. And it's like everyone in that town, I don't know if you guys can relate. Is anyone from small town Australia? Just out of curiosity, like teeny tiny towns. So it's like everyone, it's like almost like nobody can escape. Like, can anyone know what I'm talking about? Like, no one escapes. Everyone's in this like small mindset mentality. And the cool thing about network marketing, in my opinion, is that it allows you to build your business based off of how big you believe it can be built. How big do you, Lisa, or you, Tracy, or you, Katiana, or you, Alicia, or Georgie, or Taryn, or Hannah, or Ashley, or Claudia, how big do you believe you can build it? How big do you believe it can be built? Because the only thing that will ever stop you from building it as big as you want it to be built is you. It's only you. And as soon as you understand that, and as soon as you understand that it doesn't matter where you came from, and it doesn't matter the traumas you have, which for sure you have those, because we all do. Unfortunately, that's part of the human condition, right? But all those little things, you can overcome those and you can become whatever you want. Everything changes. Like, I love that Alicia has her little baby. I love it. The mom's on here. I love it, right? You probably tell that beautiful baby all the time. Like, you can be anything you want to be. You're so strong and smart and powerful and beautiful and gorgeous and all this stuff. But do you take the time to say it to yourself? And that is so important in your business, because as soon as you start to say it to yourself, and as soon as you start to believe it about yourself, as soon as you start to take over your world and look at yourself almost sometimes like that person, instead of that person in your mind that maybe held you back when you were little, like, you know how there's like that, I don't know, like that kind of like I don't know how to explain that. Like that inner voice sometimes that's mean to you. Like who's the inner voice in your head that's mean to you that you just need to tell to shut up sometimes. Just tell them to shut up sometimes. As soon as you overcome that, you win. And so I will say mindset's everything. If you can control the 6 inches between your ears, you've already won. And then the second thing I'll say about that, because I really am excited to train about this, is consistency. So I've probably been known in the profession now as the consistency queen for, oh my God, I don't know. I've only been a network marketer for 5.5, almost 6 years, but entrepreneur for 10. And how you do one thing is how you do everything. And then how you consistently do things as it compounds over time is how you're going to scale a business. Does that make sense? Like how you consistently do things time and 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 time again, that's how you scale your business. So I'll give an example. I'll use your products as an example. How many of you use products from your company every single day? I just want to know. Does anybody? Like, y'all love your stuff. Like, do you love your products? Do you love your products? Yes? No? Maybe so? Okay. Show people. Literally show people how much you love your products. Okay? I am in my story every single day showing people I love and take my products. Like I loved on Georgie's page, she's using her Lumi Spa, right? Like I'm sure you all have that, right? But how often do you show your actual routine? How consistent are you at doing things? Because the crazy thing is, you probably think you show it a lot, don't you? Like realistically. I mean, honestly, like, I mean, I've caught myself before. I'm human. Okay. How many of you have been like, no, I show it all the time. I do it all the time. Everyone knows that I'm in this company. Everyone knows I have an opportunity. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. And then how many of you have gone to like the grocery store and somebody goes, hey, are you still doing that thing? Come on, who's had that happen before? Like y'all, come on now, we're all friends here. You've had this happen before, right? They go like, oh my God, are you still doing that thing? Oh my God, are you still da-da-da? And you're like, what the hell? Yes, I'm still doing that thing. Like I've been doing that thing. I'm gonna keep doing that thing. I'm always gonna do that thing, right? We say that all the time, that like we feel like we're annoying people only because we're living our own lives. Does that make sense? Like you have to show up so much because one thing I know for sure is that the number one person on your team is probably going to do 50% of what you do. Like write that down, like circle it. Cause then you know that. And when you know that, that's a weapon, right? That's a very powerful thing to know. The number one person on your team is probably going to do 50% of what you do at best. 50% of what you do. At best. So if you are showing up one time a day on social media, that would mean that the number one person on your team is going to show up every other day. That might change the way you show up, right? That might change the consistency in which you show up. That might change the amount of stories you post. If you're like, okay, I post 2 stories a day, my best person's going to post 1. Oh my God. Like that's not good, right? You order, I don't know what your monthly order is. Yours is $400. Your best person's gonna order $200. You know what I mean? Like that shifts stuff a little bit in your mind, right? If you're the best and you're gonna bring in 3 recruits a month, that means your best person's gonna bring in 1.5 people. That's not enough, right? It just shifts stuff for you. So ask yourself, like, how many times are you going live? How many follow-up messages are you sending? How many posts are you making a day? How many value adds are you putting out every day? What are the things that you're doing to make sure your business scales? Because the one thing you can control is what you do. I wish sometimes you could control other people, right? Like, don't you just kind of like, sometimes you just wish you could control people. Well, we are in a business of, I know you know this, but our business is literally it's a volunteer sales force. Right? It's a volunteer sales force. We can't make anyone show up. We can't make anybody do the lives. We can't make anyone post. We can't make anybody sell anything, have recruiting conversations, do anything. Unfortunately, how nice it would be if we could, but we can't. So you can lead by example. you can be the person that makes sure they are putting out the TikToks or the Reels or the Lives or the podcasts or the Facebook posts or the Instagram posts or the whatever, 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 whatever. And inside of that little tip that works really well, and this is something you can go do right now, go ask your teams, go ask them. Ask them what they did today. Right? Like in group chats. You don't have to like call people out. In like group chats, ask them. Hey girl. Hey y'all. What's going on? Hey, good night, mates. What are y'all doing today? Hey, who's working on their business today? What is the plan for today? One of the things that I like to do that works really well in scaling my business, I know that's not what this call is about, but it works really well, is I have key people that are at the same generalized level. Who are the leaders on here? Leaders, you got to do this. You got to do this. Come on now. Y'all, trust me. You got to do this. There we go. Okay. Generalized level, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably have, like, a cluster of people that are doing about, like, $1,000 a month. And then you have, like, a cluster who is doing, like, $2,000. And they have, like, a cluster that does, like, maybe five. Does that make sense? Yeah? Okay. Let them work together. And you consistently check in on the pod of people. Does that make sense? This will explode your business. This will explode your business because then you have people that are also consistent to each other. Then you have people that are accountable to each other. Then you have people that aren't like, oh, but Georgie's so good and Katiana's so good and I'm nowhere near. No, then they start going, ha, I can get to the next level. I can do the next thing. I can step up a little bit more. I can do a little bit more. I can do this. I can do that. I can do bah, 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 whatever it is, whatever the scale stepping is in your business. And all you need to do is be a consistent and present leader. Now, that's the one thing that I think misses probably like a lot of network marketing leaders are probably missing is this is a business based on relationships. Would you agree? Like this is a relationship that is scaled off of love. That much I know to be true. Okay. And so when you are building and scaling your business, how is it that you are showing up? How is it that you are actually getting to know people? One of the things that you can change people's mindset with, you can change their consistency with, you can change a lot of things with, is just by showing them how much you care. Like, okay, now I'm obsessed. Everyone's got their babies in the video. Okay. We have a ton of children. This is a great example. If I were your leader, I would know so much about those kids. It is consistent that I know so much about the families that are driving the businesses, right? How can you show up just a little bit differently for your organization that is not like, I think business sometimes gets this like rap of toxic masculinity, obviously, right? Like this aggressive, you got to be an aggressive business owner or whatever. I would argue it's totally different, right? I would argue that as soon as you soften and you bring in a divine feminine, so much more changes. And so that little tweak, these little tweaks, a lot of you are probably, have you ever seen that image where like people are like hacking away at a wall? There's two images and the one at the bottom like hits the wall and the treasure is all there. Have you seen that? Right? And the person up at the top turns around right before they hit the treasure. Right? We're all really, what I think, like a 1 degree shift away from everything you want in your life, everything you want in your business, everything you're trying to grow, everything you're trying to build, everything you're trying to do. That 1 degree shift. That 1 degree shift. And so there's a couple things I love. I'm gonna give you some more tactics and tricks and stuff like that. One thing I love, I'm addicted to, is alarms. Do any of you have alarms? Do y'all run Australia by alarms? I don't know if you do, but I run America by alarms, okay? Alarms go off on my phone for flipping everything. Alarms for follow-up. Alarms for tea time in the morning. Alarms for personal development. Alarms for so much stuff. And the reason I do it, even though I'm pretty flipping consistent, is because I like when the alarm or the reminder, if you have an iPhone, I love those reminders. I love when those things pop up and I go, oh, okay, I gotta do it. Huh, I love it. I gotta do it. And sometimes some of these alarms are so much more self-care than anything. Like how many of you think you could use an alarm that says something like, don't forget to breathe. Hey, stand up, drink some water, take a breath. chill out, send some gratitude, do this, do that. Like, this business is supposed to bring you joy. You know what I mean? Like, this business is supposed to fulfill you in other ways that are not just monetary. How many of you have made, the money you said you wanted to make when you joined? Just out of curiosity. Like, how many of you had a monetary goal when you started? Like, maybe 300 Australian dollars, 500, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 100, 50, pay for gas, pay for dinner, pay for whatever. Okay, how many of you have made it? There's only a couple of you with cameras on, but like, how many of you have made that monetary goal? Why are you still here then? Oh, because it's not just about the money. Oh, it's not just about the money. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Okay. So what if you had an alarm in your phone every day that reminded you of things like, make sure you're personally developing, becoming the best version of yourself. I have an alarm that goes off my phone at 9 o'clock every night. And it says, who is the high value person you've reached out to today? Reason being, in order for me to reach out to somebody that makes me want to barf. Okay. Like, you know who those people are. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Come on. We all have them. Okay. You're like, oh God. I have to be like, oh gosh, Jessie Lee, like to have the audacity to message these people. I better read a book or something. So I get like a twofer with that alarm, right? But how many of us kind of go through our lives and go through our business sort of like throwing stuff at a wall and hoping it sticks? Or like, here's a really good one for leaders on here, because I know there's a bunch of you. Have you ever been asked by somebody in your downline, how did you get where you are? What did you do? How did you earn that? How did you do that? And how many of you, you don't have to respond to this part, but how many of you responded with, I don't know, I just worked really hard, right? Or whatever it is. This is like very common. You're not broken if you've answered like that, right? But then your team is like, what in the heck, man? Like, can I get some like to-dos or something like that? Can I get some step-by-step on how to scale my business? Can I get a little bit of like, this is what you need to do? And so I learned this very, very early in my career, but, and maybe you can write this down and you'll love this, but somebody said, if you show me your calendar, I can predict your success. I'll say it again. If you show me your calendar, I can predict your success. How many of you do not want to show me your calendar for today? You're like, nope. Or you're like, I'll show you, but give me 5 minutes to scribble a bunch of stuff in it, right? Like, hold on a minute. And I can see, obviously, there's a lot of moms on here with little babies. So let me give you like a grace moment for, oh, we have another one. Lauren's got a baby too. Oh, I love it. Okay. Let me like say that to also say being a mother is the most important job. So please give yourself grace when you set up your schedule or you set up your calendar or things don't go as planned. The great thing about network marketing, in my opinion, has always been that if something doesn't work out, there's always work to be done. There's always work to be done, right? Like, you could always run a quick power hour. You could always send out more follow-up messages. You could always do something in those little cracks of the day. But I want to give all these moms on here like a little bit of grace for yourself. They will only be that little once. They will only be that little once. Oh my gosh, another baby. Now Taylor's got her little man. Everybody's a mom. This is amazing. I didn't expect so many babies, y'all. I'm a sucker for babies. If you don't, I just said this on a call earlier today, but my number one philanthropy thing is I pay for international adoptions, like constantly. That's my thing. So when I see moms really out there doing the thing and providing a better life for their children, like, oh my God, like that's what this is about. That's what this is about. And since it is a lot of moms, I'll just say, it looks like Georgie's got multiples running around. Like, tell him, correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't they always watching? Aren't they always watching? Now Marisha's got a baby. Everyone's just gonna pop up on here. Hadia has this little tiny, oh my gosh, I'm out of here. I gotta go. Are you kidding me? And now we're just flashing the babies ever. All the cameras come on. Taylor's baby. Oh my goodness. Like, they're always watching. You're their best example. And Lord knows, especially when they're this little, they are certainly not listening to what you're telling them to do. They are going to follow in your actions. Everything you say to do will not nearly be as impactful as when you show them what to do. And when you're leading your organization, I'm not saying treat them like toddlers, okay? But what I do see a lot of is people almost, for a lack of a better word, it's like they give birth to a new recruit and they kind of like throw them in the crib and are like, hey, food's in the pantry. Diapers are over there. Whenever you need it, just go get it. Instead of being nurturing and instead of being patient and instead of being kind and instead of slowing down sometimes to then speed up. So I say all of that to say, my gosh, yes, get your calendars out. Yes, fill the calendars with the Zooms and with the lives and with the follow-ups and with the three-way chats and with the whatever, the masterminds or the events or the training calls or the personal development or whatever it is. Fill your calendar. Yes, but also remember to give yourself that patience and that grace inside of it as well. It's so important. It's so important. Now, one other thing I want to say on consistency probably is, be consistent in everything you do in regards to the way you build your business. Because let me explain. Do any of you, do you have a core rank? Like, do you have like a, I don't know your compensation plan, so you'll have to nod or something. But is there a rank that's like not super hard to hit, but you do have to try and push a little bit, especially if you're new. And there's maybe like a cash bonus attached either each month or maybe when you're first starting. Lauren Miller says Ruby. Would it be Ruby maybe? Does that resonate with anybody? Yes, no, maybe so. Brand rep, okay. No, yeah, so you don't. Brand rep, okay. So brand rep has something like this around it. Okay, whatever that is, you as the leader, like what are the qualifications for it? Here we go. So what does it take to become a brand rep if you were to do this every month? Like, is there a certain amount of customers, a certain amount of sales, a certain amount of recruits? Okay, 1,000 points for 6 months. Is it ever, so 1,000 a month? Okay. Okay, cool. So that might be like a little high, but it's still good. So we'll use it as an example. Cool. Are you as a leader consistently doing what it takes to be a brand rep? The reason I'm asking is because in this profession, which I love so much, there's like this, there's these active builders, and then there's like my CEO would refer to as gurus. Does that make sense? Don't turn into a guru. It's the most detrimental thing you can probably ever do to your business if you want to scale. Consistently be the person who challenges themselves to hit that brand rep qualification. Consistently be the person that you make that your baseline. Make sense? Consistently be that person that makes sure you're showing people the actions, remember like your children, the actions that it takes to do that. What does it take to do that? How many, when somebody says, well, how did you do it? How did you do it, Jasmine? What'd you do? And Jasmine goes, oh, well, you know, I went live this many times. I made this many posts. Your daughter is so freaking cute. Like I did these things. Like, you know, I used my daughter and we were using the lotion together and we were brushing our teeth together and we were doing all this stuff together to get people attracted to the conversation. And then after we brushed our teeth together, we did this. Whenever you're looking at a goal, how do you reverse engineer it? Because that you can teach. That you can train. That you can scale. And that changes your whole mindset around your business. Right? Oh, Jasmine, she does that. I saw you say something to her. I was like, I bet you she said, oh, let me brush our teeth, right? Like that kind of stuff is scalable because it's actions people understand. That's not scary to somebody. Because let me promise you, yeah, My business, I'm very blessed, massive. But let me promise you, it was never built off of the big influencers or the big leaders that I'd bring in. You don't need that. Like, I don't know who needs to hear this today. I know it's early over there, right? It's the morning. Like, I don't know who needs to hear this on here. You can build the biggest business your company has ever seen by bringing in normal moms and showing them how to live a little bit better life. A little bit better. And if you create seas of those people, you win. You don't have to have the mindset that you're going to attract a bunch of million-dollar earners. You don't have to have the mindset to attract people that can build 50,000, 100,000, 500,000 million-dollar businesses per month. You need to have the mindset that what you're looking for are moms like you, are women like you, are people who want a little bit better, want to stay home with their babies like you. That's how you build the big businesses in this space. And that's a huge mindset shift that I love to coach on. Because most of you probably feel like you are competent enough to coach somebody how to make $50 a month. Or competent enough to coach somebody how to make $100 a month. Or competent enough to teach somebody how to make $200 a month. Or $500 a month. And that's the magic of what we do. I know it's cool to have the really big leaders. Trust me. Of course it is. But this business scales off of normal people consistently showing up. And so one other thing that I just learned from downstairs, man, y'all, I was trying to sneak out of there. Again, thank you so freaking much for waiting. I can tell y'all are busy, 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 busy moms. Really appreciate you. I'm trying to escape from here, Georgie. I'm really trying to escape, right? So, but I learned something really cool that I want to share. It's like immediate that I like to learn and then instantly implement. One of the best things you can do, just a question, because I need to know this about your business to give this to you. Do you have the leaders provided you with sales scripts that like you all say? Yes, I like the nodding. Here we go. Okay. Now, so you know the scripts. Right? You know the scripts. One thing, and I haven't even trained my team on this yet. Y'all are getting this before my people. That is like saying something. They're going to be mad at me. They're going to fight me. No, I'm kidding. But I've never said this before because I just heard it and I love it. What if consistently, y'all have group chats, right? What if every morning you ran through your sales scripts just to get everybody in the mindset of this is what we say. This is what we do. This is how we win together. This is what we say. This is what we do. This is how we win together. This is all you need to know how to say. This is all you need to know how to do. And this is always how we win together. What if you started every morning with that? Oh my God. I was down there like, oh, hold on. Wait a freaking minute. Like, that is a freaking banger. I was like, done flipping deal. Like, yes, 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 and yes. Because then those people who are scared and nervous and trying to win at this at a very high level, they're going to start building the confidence skills necessary in their mind to consistently go out and actually use those scripts, consistently go out and actually have those conversations, consistently go out and win just like the leaders on this team do. Isn't that, I was like, that's I got to share that. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. So I love that you have the scripts. Go over them every day. Because we know them, but who are those new scared people who are way too scared and way too nervous to reach out to you and say, Jasmine, I'm lost. Katiana, I'm lost. Taryn, I don't remember what I'm supposed to say. And it takes a bold person to be like, Tracy, help. Okay? Like, most people never message you. They just disappear into the abyss, right? Never to tell you that they just didn't know the script. Ah! I just thought it was a banger. I had to share it. I had to get it out of my mouth hole so I could like pour this into you so you guys can go dominate Australia because it's still early in the day over there. Like, go crush your day. Like, go do it right now. People are gonna be like, why are they saying the scripts in the chats? We all know them. Well, you know, it's a Jesse Lee-ism. It works really well. Okay? But I promise you, it's the 6 inches between your ears. How you control your mind is how you can control everything. Show up every single day. It's not about being perfect. It's about being the 1% better version of yourself every single day.